Hello, friends. Today is a response episode. My normal segments like Christian Nationalist Corner will return, but I wanted to finish a response to some Facebook comments. First, from a Christian named Sarah, who brought up some questions about something I said on TandaCast. And after that, I'll respond to a negative and hateful comment on my page. This response is long overdue. I'm responding because in Sarah's questions, she does something many religious people do, and I wanted to unpack it and explain it. First, I want to mention Sarah was respectful and sincere. I think she heard something she wanted to discuss and presents her questions politely, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Sarah. Here is what Sarah said, part one. Really interesting podcast. I heard a statement during it that I have a question about. The statement was something like, "Atheists don't have faith in anything." But is this true? I would argue that atheists have faith in themselves and in their own knowledge as the final truth. Would an atheist consider themselves a secular humanist? Religious, spiritual people generally have faith in an unseen power higher than themselves. Agnostics, however, may not have faith in anything at all. And that would be the nature of their lack of beliefs in general, either because of apathy or uncertainty regarding the afterlife, God, etc. Okay, maybe I'm missing something. Would love to hear some feedback on this or to have this addressed in another podcast. Thanks. So thank you, Sarah. And there's a lot to unpack there. But I was confused immediately by the term final truth. So I asked her to explain what she meant by final truth. And this is part two of her response. So the whole idea of final truth, let's try an example of something society struggles with. Let's use euthanasia. As a human trying to empathize with another human who is suffering, I can, and sometimes do, think that euthanasia in some scenarios is reasonable, merciful, maybe even warranted. Maybe I think it's reasonable that each person can and should decide the end of life for themselves. Laws, media, popular opinion may all agree with that line of reasoning. She goes on to say, the atheist may stop right there and say, yes, that makes sense according to the body of knowledge I have. Euthanasia is okay in my book. That is their truth. As a Christian, even though my human brain and the knowledge I have gathered may tell me that euthanasia sounds like a viable option, I would defer to God's word as the final truth. I read in God's word that He places a value on all ages and stages of life, and our lives are His to give or take away. Even if I don't necessarily understand or agree with that position in the moment, I would defer to the stand on life as my final truth. Meaning I would say that euthanasia is not an option for me. This means a loss of control on my part and a vulnerability and uncertainty too. If I choose not to decide based on my reasoning, but rely on faith, it can be extremely uncomfortable, but that is the nature of faith. One caveat, it is also not up to me to tell others how to make decisions or how to live their lives, and it is not up to me to judge the choices others make because I have not walked in their shoes or had the same experiences. As a Christian, it is my job to show love, mercy, grace whenever possible. Act as a little Christ. There certainly could be times that an atheist does not agree with euthanasia, or any of these controversial things that all humans struggle with, but their final truth would come down solely to relying on the knowledge they had gathered to make decisions, versus consulting, deferring to a higher power before making decisions. In that way, their faith is in their own experience and knowledge, I think. Thank you, Sarah. There is a lot to respond to, but quickly, yes, some atheists consider themselves secular humanists, but not all. I do consider myself a secular humanist. As for agnosticism, I understand it as a knowledge claim, and knowledge is a subset of belief. You can be an agnostic Christian, right? As an atheist, I lack a belief in God, not because of apathy or uncertainty, but because of a lack of evidence and a lack of good reasons. Ask yourself, how certain are you about the afterlife, and can you show proof? Okay, now for the main points. Because I see a couple issues. For my listeners, I would like to discuss the equivocation fallacy. What is that? That's when a word or term with two different meanings is used in two or more different senses of the argument. And I'd like to use this example I took from Stephen Woodford. 1. Trees have branches. 2. My bank has branches all over the world. 3. Therefore, my bank is a tree. So what's happening is very common among believers when arguing about faith. I believe Sarah is equivocating faith and misusing the word truth. I've done an episode about faith in Season 1, Episode 17, titled The F Word. I define faith as belief without evidence or pretending to know something you don't. When believers say atheists have faith, they're projecting their definitions of faith onto me. You are conflating the method that I use to reach my convictions with the method you use to arrive at yours by labeling both methods faith. I don't have faith. I believe faith to be a dishonest position and can cause harm. Every time you mention the word truth, it seems to me you mean opinion plus experience. I define truth as that which is in accordance with fact or reality. When you say God's word is the final truth, I can only think of that as an unreliable, subjective interpretation of religious texts. Scientific truth is verifiable, and it makes predictions. It's objective. It's not nestled in other beliefs, and it provides results. The example of euthanasia can go deeper into moral values and a good future podcast idea, but in relation to a connection to final truth and atheists having faith, I don't see the relationship. I think religious-based opinion would be a better way to describe God's final truth. If you had facts, you wouldn't need faith. Thank you very much, Sarah, for the response. I appreciate the opportunity to speak about this. I hope to speak to you in the future. I have another response to share, but this was something different. You see, I'm part of a Facebook group for Public School Virtual Academy. It's a help page for parents concerning online computer classes. It is a politic and religion free page. But someone always has to ruin it, right? A little bit of business marketing mixed in with Christian righteousness, eh? You know what happens. So a mom drops a Bible study ad for a local corporate church. I knew this was going to cause drama, so I politely mentioned that this was a help page for Virtual Academy School, and it would be more appropriate to post that on a different page. Well, that didn't fly with a different mom named Hazel. She took a look at my personal page and quickly commented that, well, you are an atheist, so just ignore it. And then she said this. In my best Hazel voice, I am sorry that whatever happened in your life that was so dark and disheartening that is keeping you from seeing the beautiful side of God and also realizing that the resource she provided is very helpful and positive to a lot of students and families. I pray for whatever demons that you're facing will someday go away so that you can see the bright, beautiful side of things. I hope you have a blessed day. Demons. Yeah. Sarah, if you're listening, you can just shut the recording off and just go about your day, oh polite and kind Sarah. Hazel, American secularism is on the rise. People are leaving religion, escaping the faith, and learning that you can be good without God. You can be moral and live a happy life and a meaningful life without God. Contrary to trolls on my page that accuse me of being an evangelical atheist, I don't go out and tell people they are blind to happiness and that their life is dark and disheartening. I don't attack people I don't know and tell them they are evil or broken or that they live a sad life. I don't tell people on Facebook to leave their church and escape the faith. I don't have to convince people of the superiority of secular morality. I don't need to, when Christians like Hazel just do it for me. Keep up the great work, Hazel. I'm RT, and I freaking hate Facebook. Demons!